Yes, 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 yes. It's another episode of the Cash Doves podcast. It's your boy Biz. We got Kareem behind the scenes, BH Scenes in the place. We have another guest for you today. We have Ms. Gemma Ramsden.
Hello.
From the One Minding Project.
Absolutely, One Minding.
Thank you.
Revolution for the mind.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming down today, coming down to the table and having a conversation with us about what you do, what the One Minding Project is. Like I've said in a couple of episodes before, we wanted to really go with season two with mental health, physical health, and well-being of the human body and the human person itself. So before I ask you about the One Minding Project, formerly known as the Unminding Project, are we allowed to say that now?
We are allowed to say that now, yeah.
Don't sue us now, yeah. So the Unminding Project is a mental well-being initiative created by Samantha Hurst. As your partner,
yep,
and yourself. The project shares the three principles which aims to create a new understanding of the mind and a paradigm shift in the world of mental health. So the first thing I want to ask is, what are the three principles?
Mind, thought, and consciousness.
Okay, so we are going to try and break that down into little bits for people watching and also people listening. And before we go into that, I would like to give a shout out to our sponsors, My Connected Home UK and Chica Lounge Bournemouth. MyConnectedHomeUK.com, that's the website, and ChicaLounge.co.uk. You can also check them on their socials. So thank you for being part of this. Can you expand on your three principles as well for me, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, if I start with kind of not why I'm doing it, but there previously, before understanding this, I would believe all my own thinking. Mm-hmm. So anything that would come into my mind, I didn't question it. Mm-hmm. And I had quite intrusive thoughts, and it kind of took my life in a direction that I didn't feel that happy with.
Okay.
And that had been going on since I was a teenager, really. So a few years ago, probably 3 years ago now, I'd known Molly Samantha Hurst. Moles is her.
Shout out Moles. Can I call her Moles?
You can call her whatever
All
you
right.
like.
Yeah. Hi, Sammy.
And we were friends through cryptocurrency. So we met on crypto Twitter about 5 years ago because we're Bitcoiners.
Is that similar to Black Twitter?
Well, I suppose there's lots of different sections. So, yeah, we can say that. We can definitely say that 100%.
Okay.
And so we met through Twitter, through cryptocurrency. And she's a teacher of the three principles. She's a coach. She's a wellness mentor. And I started working with her. I'd been on some courses with her. Mm-hmm. And just the change was huge. And so we thought during lockdown, we have to try and help people.
So you met her before lockdown, just before?
We've only actually met twice in real life.
Well, you met her before lockdown?
Yeah, okay. We met before lockdown in London, maybe 2019, 2020.
Okay.
And yeah, we've always gotten really well. And we speak most days, but yeah, like I said, we've only met a couple of times. And a few of our friends, probably three people, took their own lives during the lockdown. And we thought, we have to try and put something out that can help people that's regular. Mm-hmm. So we started doing the spaces, which is a live recording on Twitter. People come in, they ask questions. And then about 3 or 4 months later, we started downloading them and putting them onto Spotify.
And decided, so you know, we can make a proper podcast out of this. Yeah.
That was never the initial thing, but it's just happened quite organically. And it's like, wow, it feels great. But the three principles, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So thought is always happening, and it's really nothing to do with us.
Okay.
We can't control our thoughts, but we can certainly choose to ignore them or not pay attention to them. And just because a thought saying something, doesn't that mean it says anything about you? Consciousness. What is it that is observing that thought? Mm-hmm. What is that? Because if it's not me, if it's not Gemma having those thoughts, mm-hmm. what's that higher? What's that higher thing, person, being, whatever?
Realm, yeah.
That is observing those thoughts, because it's not me. So there's consciousness, and then thought, and then the mind. The mind is the thing doing all the crazy shit, mm-hmm. you know? The mind is constantly working. Although they all work together, they are quite separate. And I think the understanding really shows you to look at those in a separate way, okay. rather than mental health as a whole. Mm-hmm. Because anything that you're ever feeling is coming from your thoughts. If you're feeling bad, you're going to be either stuck in a negative cycle of thoughts.
Yeah.
because it sounds common sense and it sounds logical, but until you're actually shown that, most people don't have a clue. And some people are naturally positive. They're naturally, you know, everything works, not works out, but they see the positive in everything. Mm-hmm. We're in a mental health epidemic since COVID, yeah. since lockdown.
100%. And
people are really struggling, especially children. So just to get this information out there that you are not your thoughts, just because you have an awful thought doesn't mean you're an awful person. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And men in particularly, you know, with the stigma with mental health, it was really important that we could reach as many men as possible. The suicide rates are extremely high for men. Mm-hmm. And most of our listeners are men, so we're really, really glad that we've got that audience. So we turn up every week. We're just rebranding to One Minding. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant. I love it.
Okay. So the three principles are mind, thought, and consciousness.
Yeah.
So out of those three, because you mentioned about some things we can control. What can we control any of those three? Or do we just let it happen and then deal with it? In your opinion, that is.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm no expert by any means. Mm-hmm. Get Miles on the show soon. But your thoughts, definitely, we can't control them. We can choose a better thought, mm-hmm. right? If I'm thinking, oh, I'm really nervous about this today. It's the first time I've been on camera. But that's not going to help me. Yeah. Those thoughts are not helpful. So I can observe them and I can decide a better feeling thought. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for nearly 2 years. Mm-hmm. Why should I be nervous, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just about being able to observe rather than just agree.
Okay.
We've all had conditioning.
Yeah.
And the past isn't happening now. The future's not happening now. It's just right here. And when we can be present, none of that bullshit matters anymore.
Just leave it in the moment, that is.
Absolutely.
And what part does the consciousness side of it have to play with how someone thinks of themselves or thinks of like the action they need to take? Regardless, like if they're living the moment right now, what part does the consciousness have to play with that? What can it play a positive part into how they run their lives or how they think?
Well, personally, I believe that when you're fully conscious, when you're fully present, you're in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's only when you have that chatter, that negative voice, your ego, mm-hmm. that's because you're thinking about your past, or I can't do that because that happened, or
yeah.
really nervous about that. When you're right here, right now, that voice goes, the chatter goes away because you're right here. Your inner voice, your true guide, and we all have mm-hmm. a guidance system, and that's how you feel. You have a sat nav almost guiding mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. When we tune into that, there's no negativity because it's just pure love. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a world of, we have a choice, it's love or fear.
Yeah.
Every single action, every single decision is made. Mm-hmm. In either way, and it's up to us.
Okay, so the three principles, are they like the guide to daily living? From what you, the One Minding, Unminding project, us as humans, do we have to be aware of the three principles as part of our daily life? And not necessarily call it a code to live by, but like more of a guide.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that we hardly ever really talk about the three principles mm-hmm. on the podcast. We hardly ever mention them because
okay.
although those are the basis of it, mm-hmm. we have conversations around all types of different like life events or how that situation is, because I mean, there are no rules, mm-hmm. and some people know this naturally, but for someone that's struggling or someone that's like PTSD, for example,
yeah.
stuck energy. I keep repeating that same situation over and over again. Mm-hmm. I get panic attacks. I feel like I'm going to pass out. Those are physical things mm-hmm. just from our minds. So for us, it's just about having the same conversation over and over again. And it can be very repetitive. Mm-hmm. We don't differentiate from what we know to be true. And that is, nothing exists apart from now, mm-hmm. and everything is perfect. It couldn't be any other way.
Okay.
And when you accept that,
it helps.
Yeah, bloody hell yeah.
So you mentioned you guys have been doing this for give or take 3 years now, right?
Well, I'm coming up to 2 years.
Two years.
Yeah.
Oh, you met Moles 3 years ago, right?
We've been learning the three principles about that time. Yeah, yeah.
So, In the 2 year experience you two have been doing this together, you mentioned about obviously there's a stigma with men and mental health, and you're glad that you've got a lot of men on your platform coming in, and you speak to all sorts. What do you think is the reason they keep coming back to your platform? Is it because they like what they hear, or because what they hear is helping them in terms of, do you get feedback from them?
Yeah, we've had loads of testimonials and things, and obviously the bigger, more sort of amazing ones are, wow, I felt suicidal all the time and now I don't. Mm-hmm. I've left a toxic relationship, I've left a job that I've hated forever. So it's kind of just allowing people to walk into the things that they're scared of, getting comfortable with mm-hmm. uncomfortable. And we really encourage people to come up at the end. We always have two or three questions from people who don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, just send me the question. I'll read it out as anonymously.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to come up, and that's absolutely fine. But when people do come up, it's just, they're just real, and it's like they're just bearing their hearts. And that goes out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And we do not know who that's going to help. So we're a team. Everybody who's part of One Minding is part of the mental wellness revolution. Like, me and Moles truly believe that we can create a mentally healthy world.
Okay. So why do you think the One Minding project differs from the other ones that you see around, you see on different platforms, you see on YouTube, you see on telly? Because they all say it's about, obviously, empowering the mind, empowering the person, making them live a better life. Where do you think yours differ from the, I'm not knocking the rest, but how do you guys stand out with your philosophy with regards to the One Minding project?
I think because it's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. So we don't give anyone instructions.
Yeah.
We don't tell anybody, okay, meditate, do affirmations, do this, do that. We explain the real simplicity of life.
Yeah.
And once people start to get that, and you may need to listen many, many times, like, I'm going to do this forever. Mm-hmm. I know I need to re-brainwash myself of all the previous conditioning. So once you stay in the conversation, you'll just hear things. You might listen to one episode three or four times and then hear something you've never heard before.
Yeah.
Just because we're listening doesn't mean we're ready to sort of hear something. So I think for why people keep coming back is, one, we will never charge. We're going to start doing courses soon, but we're going to have that funded so that we can, people who really want to learn, it's mm-hmm. always going to be free. So that's really, really important to us.
So that's one difference then.
You'll never have to pay for any of our content whatsoever.
Okay. So what else differs from what you do with the One Minding Project and what other people do that you think is different?
I think personally, we, like I said, it's very repetitive. We say the same message every single week.
Yeah.
So you are not your thoughts. The mind, consciousness, and thought, the differentiation between mm-hmm. them. And then we say, okay, great, now you know that. You go off and do whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Whatever people take from that, they will go and do. But I think prescribing people actions, prescribing them things they need to do, all that does is confirm that they've got an issue, mm-hmm. right? This is all about like melting away what they thought, mm-hmm. because the only reason that they're there is because of their thought. So once that is removed, there's nothing to do.
So, in your opinion, do you think people can control their thoughts?
No, I don't think they can control their thoughts, but I think they can choose which ones they jump on the bandwagon off, you know.
They can manage their thoughts, but they can't control
it. Not even manage, just kind of let it go. Or if I get some inspiration, I think, oh my God, that would be brilliant, I'm going to hold on to that. Mm-hmm. But if it's something, tell me, if you're a piece of shit, you shouldn't do that, I'm probably going to ignore that.
That's controlling it?
Is it?
Yeah. If I have a thought and say, you know what, I'm going to watch football today. That's a thought, and I'll watch it at 5 p.m. and then change your thoughts. You know what? I'd rather go play football instead. That's me controlling my thought, isn't it?
I think it's picking a thought. you didn't choose the thought that came in, or did you?
No, it was. I looked at, this has been obviously hypothetical. I said, you know what? I've got nothing to do at 5 p.m. today. I might sit and watch telly and watch football. Then I'll think, maybe it gets to 4 p.m. and I say, I still can do football, but I'd rather go play it. It's lovely weather. Isn't that controlling a thought? Changing my thoughts and to something else, from one thing to another?
Yeah.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a control, or is that
choice?
A choice? A choice of thought?
It's an action, isn't it? Not a thought.
Huh?
It's an action.
Yeah, it's not an action yet, because obviously it's still about 3.5 hours before 5 p.m. So I'm thinking about watching football, but now it might get to 4 p.m. I might change my thought. But it's not an action yet, because it's not been done. It's just still a thought process. Okay, all right. So let's go back to, I talk about these three principles a lot. How do you reach out to people apart from, obviously you mentioned about the spaces, Twitter, that obviously you've now kind of transitioned to making a proper podcast to help more people. I mean, there is a little politics going on. So you guys are going through a name change, a subtle name change. You want to speak about that? So they can obviously segue to what the new name is going to be. I mean, I've mentioned it, but obviously we're now allowed to officially say it, right? Because there's a whole legal thing going.
Yeah.
Please don't sue me. Yeah. yeah, so give us a bit about that side of it.
Yeah, I was meant to come on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And well, I was actually ill, but then it was kind of timing with the name change. Mm-hmm. So probably about just over a month ago now, Moles and I got an email from some solicitors saying, you are using the name Unminding without permission, which was a bit strange. It was all in capitals. It was a letter from the solicitor that looked quite...
Typical cease and desist, yeah.
Yeah.
they have to do that because they don't...
Don't take him seriously. Exactly.
They could like probably put blood in there. They were allowed to.
Yeah. Soaked with blood. And he said, "You are using the name. We are trademarked, and you are unauthorized
mm-hmm.
due to the nature of the businesses. So they have a podcast as well. It's Unmind Limited. They are quite a big company in the UK that go into businesses and help them with their mental health.
Okay."
Obviously, they charge for it, mm-hmm. and they have a podcast as well. So somehow we'd come up on their radar. I don't know how, but they'd said, if we do not change our names or contact them within a certain time, then we would be taken to court. Mm-hmm. So me and Molly were like, shit, okay, great. We do not want this at all. We're a free project. We don't have any money, and we just want to help as many people as possible. So we jumped on the call with them. He was actually brilliant. He was really, really lovely.
Okay.
And we spoke to him over three occasions and definitely decided we should change our name because they were going to be able to sue us for quite a lot of money.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate again because I'm built that way. And I'm stubborn. I get that from my mum. When you got the letter from them, did you check? Because you can check on companies' hours. Did you check who started it? The whole, I don't even think unminding is. I don't even think it's straight. That's my opinion. I'm trying to unmind my business. So it's like, who started it first? Did you check on that?
Oh, they did about maybe 6 years ago, and they are registered.
Okay,
they are.
They're lucky. I got fucked there.
They got a seed investment of millions of pounds. Like, they know their shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, say for example, they had all that, but then you found that you guys started the Unminding project first. Would you have fought that, or would you have just let it go because they've got all this big money?
They're a big corporate company, but I kind of take it as a compliment. if the big bands come in for us, it must mean we're doing something right. We're making waves.
I mean, for me, I just think they're lucky because they started 6 years before you guys. I think if the rules were reversed and they came at you, I would have said fight that because then you guys started first, you got proof. Because they're just coming bully boy tactics. But the simple reason they were like three, four years ahead of you, they win. But I'm not going to plug them on here, so... So what are your new platforms then? Well, it's not going to be called Unminding Project anymore. So what is it going to be called now?
So we're dropping the and the project, and we're just going to be One Minding.
Mm-hmm.
So the new website will it be live by the time this comes out, and that is www.oneminding.com.
Why do people go through the whole WWE?
Just
say the word. Let's just go straight there.
Oneminding.com. We've got our YouTube page. We've done two video podcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, really. But we believe and we want to be the number one mental health podcast in the world.
Let's give you a round of applause for that. Hey, big dreams. Let's start somewhere.
And a big thank you to our sponsor, Chica Lounge, which is a lovely cocktail bar in Westcliff, Bournemouth, for those who like to have a good time and be home early by 1 a.m. With free parking, which is very rare for Bournemouth, they have something to suit your entertainment taste all week. From day parties to Latino nights to Afro beats and even quiz nights, this lovely venue is also available for private hire, as it's perfect for birthdays, networking meetings, social meetups, fitness classes and comedy shows. Check in at their website, chicalounge.co.uk, and their socials on Facebook and Instagram at Chica Lounge. And keeping us warm this winter, we have My Connected Home, who provide comprehensive domestic cover and finance for your boiler. We have to say thank you, as they're one of our dedicated sponsors supporting the show. And My Connected Home actually provides brand new efficient boilers with affordable monthly finance. And if you can't afford to buy one right now, that's okay, because subject to approval and credit checks, they'll provide one for you. Just get in touch at myconnectedhomeuk.com or call 0345 057 3057.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're trying to basically help a lot of people worldwide, but you don't want to charge them. So how do you get funded?
So at the moment we have a wonderful sponsor, Vemp, and they cover all of our recording costs, mm-hmm. of everything for us. So that's what I
And how long have they been sponsoring you guys for?
Probably 6 months now.
What are they called again?
Vemp.
Spell V-E-M-P. That out. We give them a free blog. Spell them out.
Vemp, VEMP.xyz.
Shout out VEMP for doing good things down there. Anybody else?
Not right now. Yeah, are you interested?
I ain't got the money. I'm broke.
Next year,
wouldn't he? He's got money. We can do something together, but as in,
yeah, for sure.
I'll come on your podcast because you are, and we can chat more on there. Yeah. But we can. You never know. You never know.
Next year.
Look, you never. It could be this year. I'll look at the pennies, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So you rely on. Okay. So then, and what are the future plans for the unminded? Well, sorry. One Minding Project. Any books coming out? Newsletters? I'm guessing because with things similar to yours, they normally have like an email database, and maybe once a month or once every 2 months, they send a newsletter out. Do you guys do that at the moment, or is that in the works?
You're making me feel really lazy now.
No, you guys are still 2 years and you've done great stuff so far. Is that one of the things you've got in the pipeline to do?
I did go to set up a newsletter about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. It was taking so long. Now we've got ChatGP, like the AI. I'll probably get it done a bit quicker. But what was most important that I concentrated on is because I do all of the editing myself. I do the YouTube channel. So it's the content that's the most important mm-hmm. thing for us. We know that some things don't look great. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this whole rebrand. It's worked out okay. Because yeah. we did need to get more professional. Like I said, we're going to start doing courses, mm-hmm. but the most important thing is we get something out every week. That's just what we really, really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, we have had some people contact us and speak to us about like the metaverse of Web3. So we would have like a therapy area, I suppose, like a place where people can come with their VR headsets mm-hmm. and we can have like seminar sessions and things in there. So
you're really good in techie, aren't you?
Well, I've got a techie background. I'm a real nerd.
Yeah, we are going to come to that. You haven't finished giving us the platforms for the new things. YouTube, One Minding Project.
Yeah, YouTube.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. My Twitter's at Jem Says.
And Moles is?
Moles One Minding.
And the One Minding Twitter handle is just one. When it does change, it's One Minding Project at Twitter. On Twitter,
One Minding underscore
underscore. And Facebook, you guys run on that?
We do, and we'll be changed over to One Minding next week. Yeah.
Obviously, YouTube's One Minding, right? Is it One Minding or One Minding Project on YouTube?
Just plain One Minding.
And LinkedIn.
TikTok? We have it.
TikTok.
I'm actually suspended at the moment, but I'll tell you about it, yeah. They need to know that I'm over the age of 13. I've sent my stuff in and they don't believe me. I don't know how, but...
Oh, did you put something dodgy on there?
No, it just says you have to be over...
Like elephants on Mars or something, no?
No.
Okay.
Flat earthers.
Oh, flat earthers, hey, don't. Earth is round, people, I think.
Who knows? Maybe it's a simulation. Maybe we're in the Matrix.
Oh, we're going to go into deep into this now, aren't it? The Earth is round. Let it go. All right. Okay. So back to mental health. What do you think people should do? I'm not a believer of daily affirmations as well. We have we released a podcast a few episodes ago about that with Dr. Tanya Bright. But I think people need something. That some people need something when they get up in the morning. Just get them all amped and ready to go and face the day. What would you advise them to do? Or is there a certain routine that you think people could help people? That you use yourself personally. Just get them through the day from the start of the day until they go back to bed at night.
Get up at 4 o'clock, have a nice bath, run
4 o'clock in the morning. God damn, I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I think for everybody, everyone needs to find their own jam. You know, I wouldn't want to advise anybody because what works for one person doesn't work for another. For me. Music's my thing. As soon as I wake up, I put music on.
Do you put music on that goes with your mood at the time, or just you have a set and go to?
I have a few playlists that I'll just put on shuffle.
Yeah,
but it's always songs that make me feel good.
Do you listen to it like in the back? Just leave it playing in the background, or
I have it quite loud. Yeah.
Poor neighbours, eh?
Or headphones, you know.
Okay, and
music, loads of water, exercise, sunlight. Life is quite simple. We overcomplicate things, and especially social media, staring at a screen all day is it's not good for anybody.
Well, they've got settings now for that where you can actually control how long you stay on an app for.
Yeah.
And you can actually check as well. So they are putting things in place.
Have you got that on yours?
I've got that. I've got that on my Insta. I mean, I'm not really... With Insta, and most of my mates know, I don't check people's stories. Not because I don't. I know it's kind of rude. I literally go on Insta, put what I want to put up, and just leave it. And leave it and just get out of the app. So then, but people say, you haven't seen my stories. And I think, yeah, but sorry. It's just like, but I know I should do that. It's a simple, it's simple Insta etiquette.
I think that you're using it in a smart way. Because once you can start looking, you can be there for ages. And it's
I know.
You're actually doing it the right way.
I get into a routine of when I get up in the morning, I know exactly what I need to post on all socials. And when I do them, that's it until maybe mid-afternoon and another time in the evening. So most of the days I have three times I go on the app. So because I know it's relying on it, it's not good for the mental health anyway. So I go but if I've got stuff to put out, so I do it in the morning. I'm still in bed when I do it. People actually know when I'm actually up because it's that same things come off the post. Then probably mid-afternoon, a quick brush up or something, then late at night. But like I said, you are right. Before you know, you ended up spending 3 hours each time. So that you could easily spend 9 hours. Although you've kind of segmented it into three times in a day, they could still total up to 9. I think that's minus sleep and eat and other bits. Like trolling people, that takes time. So I've just spent 9 hours just post. And when people say I don't look at their stories, I'm thinking because I'm in and out. But you think you're in and out, but it's like you spend hours in it. Because I'll get up like 6 in the morning, for example, and I'm doing all my posts and my schedule posts and everything, and next time it's 10, so what the fuck is that? It's 4 hours in that. It's like, wow.
It's true. Wow. I'm not going to embarrass him and mention his name, but my best friend's little boy, we were noticing that he was constantly on TikTok, like all the time.
Kids love TikTok.
Well, he left his phone. I said, let's have a look to see actually how much time, because he probably doesn't know how much time he's spending on it. And I went through it.
Scared the fuck out of you.
I'm not going to believe it. 24 hours in a week, right?
It's 3 hours a day. That's right.
A whole day.
Yeah, but if you break it down, it's still 3 hours. That's decent. I know people that literally on Insta, or let's call it social media in general, 5-6 hours in a day. So the little, how old is he?
It's 12.
So that age is what?
So he's got school on top of that as well, though.
Yeah, like 3 hours is not bad for a kid at 12, isn't it? It's not bad.
But 2 years ago, this was happening. So I think what it is that, because I felt it, I had to delete the app from my phone, and now I just post on the actual website, mm-hmm. because I noticed, yeah, flicking, looking, looking. But what it's doing is like every 20 seconds, you're having a huge dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. One video, you might cry. One video might make you really happy. Your emotions are going up and down constantly.
Yeah. Yes, but because I think you've now let yourself to look at other things. This is what I'm trying to say, that I don't look at people's stuff. I just go and post. I post what I need to post. I'm out. And I feel bad when a mate of mine says, "Oh, check." I said, "What have you done?" "Oh, I just checked my story. You didn't see my story." I said, "No, I just went in and out."
Yeah,
wow. But then I know people literally. I'm not going to mention names. They know who they are. Anything I post in my stories, they're on it. I said, "Dude, didn't you do anything else? Like, hold on, I just posted like 20 seconds ago. You're already on it. Like,
someone's got notifications on for you." So, where are you? Who's
that? But they're not on it on that, and they're on it on TikTok. So I was like, where do you have the time? I mean, I even have to remind myself these days. I've got Snapchat. Big up Snapchat. I've had that since God knows how long. But because everything else is taking over, especially when Instagram took on stories, the stories part, and added reels to it. Mm-hmm. Keep forgetting I've got Snapchat. Right, okay, so back to...
I did see on Instagram yesterday, actually, there's a new heading, and it says achievements. It says nobody else will see these achievements, but you will get them. And so it's if you do a post that gets
like an
viral,
achievement unlock thing.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, this is not good, is it? Come on, guys. Now it's like a job.
Reel you in.
Yeah.
Reel you in.
Really?
So for all those friends of mine I have that I don't check their stories, I do apologize. I am going to try better. I'll probably maybe dedicate. I don't know. Well, I'll be better.
Sunday afternoon.
Your stories has to be interesting, though. If it's the same thing about nails, you know, the nails thing, or you put some quote from somebody else that makes no sense, or he's just bitter, and then it just I want to go on social media and just be. I just want to see positive stuff. I don't want to see stuff about do this, do that, and you say, yep, someone's broken up with someone. I don't want to see all that. It's social media is toxic as it is anyway, so I think that's why I just go and do what I need to do and I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then people say, you haven't seen shit. So one mining project now, we want to ask, because you want to be the biggest, which there's nothing wrong with it, but obviously ambition is a very doable one. Surely you must have, you don't have to reveal all of them, but you must have, between your moles, have plans. It's like saying, okay, in a year's time, we want to be doing this. In 2 years' time, we want to be doing this. What are they? Are there going to be seminars to go to? Retreats, like yoga retreats do? What plans have you got with One Mind in?
I don't mean to laugh, but...
if you don't mind me
it's fine.
Excuse the pun.
Every time I'm like, I've got this idea, I think we should do this. Kind of like, it doesn't not work, but we found that just... literally doing what we do, and then the idea happens and it just works.
Yeah.
So whenever we've planned something, it doesn't end up happening because I feel like we're pushing something maybe that doesn't need to be pushed.
I would say because the universe is not ready for it yet.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or we're not ready, or whatever it is. So we know that we will end up doing a course this year. We've kind of put that out there. But in regards to like solid plans, the only thing that we are decided on is that we put content out every week. We are going to help create the mental wellness revolution. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of what we've done so far.
Because I think it's good with what you guys do with ChatGPT. Mm. You can tell me more about that. And... stuff we're going to do Web3 in the metaverse, but I still think, maybe I'm old school, that human physical contact, or having obviously your followers, or, sounds cultish, isn't it? Having your people who like listen to what you and seeing what you guys do, having a come together kind of thing. Because we have all this thing, we can work remotely and all that, but I think that human contact is still a very important part of being alive, really. I'm not trying to tell you guys what to do. I'm just saying maybe look into that at some point where you can, you know, let's all meet up. You guys have been following us so long. I mean, let's put a face to the voice or face to what we see on our screens kind of thing and do like a little meetup, isn't it? And
you are completely right.
Come and get this hors d'oeuvres and stuff, you know?
There are so many item weirdos number six. In crypto that we'd probably end up chopped up in someone's freezer. No. But yeah, no, you're...
Okay, Dharma.
You're completely right, and I think doing the courses will be interactive, but yeah, nothing beats being with somebody because you can just see them. Mm-hmm. You can see who they are. You have that human connection, and we've really lost that over the last few years. Mm-hmm.
Especially, obviously, pandemic and everything, being mostly remote, work from home. We've lost that. People are still trying to recover from that as well.
I don't think people will recover unless they really... not try, but everyone lives in their own little boxes mm-hmm. now, don't they? Mm-hmm. It's very insular. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but it's something that's obviously you're passionate about, you and Moles are passionate about. So we'll be keeping ears and eyes to that. And if there's anything we can do to help in terms of, for me, I'm just about positivity. The podcast is about that. As well, like I said to you earlier, we were just trying to do something different with season two and literally go with, we do what we normally do, what we've done with season one, but we're trying to add more of an element of improving human lives with different forms, because some people might think their way is the best way, but I've always thought, you know, well, there are different lanes to get to a destination. You want to come down to, you want to go to Birmingham, for example. There's lots of routes to get to Birmingham. You are going to get there. I might use a different route. You might use yours to get there. So I see that with mental health as well. There are different people and different methods of it. It's just whatever you pick or choose to get to where you need to get to better you as a person. If the one minding project works for them, perfect. If the two minding project works for them, brilliant. So and I think we've done enough a lot of this season, isn't it? So I think next season we go back to a tried and trusted party podcast. There you go.
Can I get on that one too?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think it's really, really cool that you've done that, and also thank you for, well, I'm your finale guest, I suppose, for the season.
Well, this is part one of a two part, so don't ruin it.
Oh no. But I have a question for you actually.
Okay, go on. Oh, easy. Do I need to screen this before actually, like, you know, like, you know what celebs do interviews where
they
get pre questions and what, yeah.
No.
Go on.
No, you are a very positive person naturally, I believe. That's how you've shown yourself since I've known you anyway.
Don't tell some people that. I need them to know I'm very negative, grumpy. And very angry and grumpy, just in case I take the piss. Yeah, go on.
But like, what's, when I said to you, how's your day? And you said, well, I woke up and I was alive.
Yeah.
Can you just explain a bit about your positivity and how you're, because you're always, look at that smile, you know? Million dollar smile.
I'll give her some money earlier. Just give you a compliment, isn't it? Well, for me, this is basically, it's how I've been ever since I was a kid. I think I get it from my parents and my grandma as well. I've always looked at things as, no matter what your circumstances are, you might think you're in the shittiest place ever. There's always a planet. How many? 7.5 billion we've got now. There's always going to be somebody out there worse than you are. You might be experiencing the lowest of the low. There's going to be someone out there worse than you are. I've always been my mantra. So we all go through low points. We have that. You have that. You have that. And it's like, okay, and this is why I'm a big believer in the universe. I'm a big believer. I try to spin it. So it's like, I've got this obstacle, this hump I need to cross over to get to this objective I'm trying to get and to get to the outcome I want it to be. And it's never smooth sailing. Like, I've always believed that whatever I do as a project goal, it's never been smooth. It's never been smooth. And that's fine. I expect it. But I look at it this way. Okay, I'm built for that. It's like, maybe it makes the outcome sweeter for me. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to do this and I've got that standing in the way. That's fine. It's a little hurdle to do. It might be a big hurdle, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and cross that hurdle because nothing is impossible. So I try and look at spin it a negative to a positive light. Same thing with me. It's like, if I, God forbid, I had one of my knees chopped off, yeah, it's inconvenient. Yeah, I'll be hobbling. But there's someone with both legs chopped off. That's how I look at someone's out there worse than I. I've always looked at different things like that. So So when I get up in the morning, every morning I get up, I just go, okay, I'm alive again. It's a new start, it's a new day. People, loads of people everywhere, wherever they are on the planet, have gone to bed the night before and haven't woken up. I had a good friend of mine who went to bed June last year. She didn't get up the next day. Found out it was cardiac arrest. Same age as me. So it's like, I've never looked at myself being as better as somebody else, because whatever bad things happen to whoever can easily happen to me. So I am grateful for getting up the next day and actually waking up and say, oh, I'm up. Oh, wow, another new day. Thank the universe for that. Thank the Lord. Thank the heavens. Whoever you want to thank, just let's carry on. So I try and keep that. Life is not smooth. Life's not built to be smooth and easy. It's how you kind of deal with it. And that's how I deal with it. Other people could deal with it differently. And that's fine, as long as it works for them. But that's what works for me. So I'll keep that smile. And if I'm able to go, basically navigate the whole day and then eventually go back to bed, that's good. I navigate the whole day. Some people come out the front door and they just poof, you get hit by a car. I've navigated the whole day. I'm now back in bed. Let's see if I wake up the next day. I wake up the next day. Oh, wow. Thankful I'm up. I'm alive. Let's do it all over again. That's how I am.
I love that.
Thank you.
Well, you're so present, though. You know, you're always, what you're saying is you're always there. You're always in the moment. You're grateful for it. And that's exactly what...
Yeah, I am. I am grateful for being in the present. But also, I'm grateful for trying to plan the future at the same time. I think where my lack of sleep or light insomnia every now and again comes at is I'm always constantly planning. I'm always constantly looking, not looking for the next best thing. I like sinking my teeth into things. I think it just keeps me going, keeps me busy, keeps me alive. I just hate being bored of stuff. I hate just sitting down and not doing stuff. So I like keeping busy. I think the name's a curse
busy
as well.
Busy by name, busy by...
but then I see the days go quicker when I'm busy, which means you're getting older. So that's scary. So that's how I deal with life. That's how I deal with things on a daily basis. Like I say, how I deal with it when I work for the next person, they just have to look for their center, look for what works for them. But always try and keep a positive attitude to everything. It might look like the end of the world for some people, whatever's happening to them on a personal level, but it cannot be the end of the world for you. For them, I say, it's find what will make you carry on. But that's how I've always been. So what about you?
What's the thing that keeps me motivated?
On a daily basis.
You've got no bloody choice. No, I think I really believe you're either a victim or a victor. Mm-hmm. And I've gone getting out of that victim mindset. I wake up and I'm excited for life.
Yeah.
Life used to be quite a scary place for me. I used to be quite scared of my own thinking even. And since I found this and yeah, I've just got my not my life back, but my love for life. And knowing
love
that,
for life, yeah, I like that.
Knowing that I'm making a difference as well really is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. I spent a long time suffering and now I can help other people not. So it feels like I'm definitely on the path I should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the One Minding Project is here for the foreseeable future for a long time. Mm-hmm. Something that you and Molls, again, big up Samantha Hurst, decided that, you know what, this has been working for us, but I think there are people out there that might be like us and it should work for them. So I commend you both for that.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm not here to tell people what to do or what to believe, but whatever works for you, just give it a try. And so we are going to plug the socials again. So when is the website going to be active again? The new website.
Wednesday, the 29th of March is our relaunch date. So.
Okay. So by the time this comes out, oh, perfect. Hey. Wow, okay.
No pressure.
Yeah, so it should be out in a few weeks. I'm not going to give people the time, but it's going to be out in April. So it will be out in time for the lunch as well. It's going to be a lunch party. Or are you doing a lunch party remotely?
We are going to go live on YouTube. Actually, yeah, for the first time.
I'll try and join on that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you can help us set it all up, that'd be great. Oh, we don't know what we're doing.
Pressure.
Yeah. But no, really, really exciting. And yeah, I'd love to come back on the show as well.
Yeah, definitely. OneMindingProject.com.
Just OneMinding.com.
All right. Okay. The onemindin.com will be the new site.
Yep.
And the socials, Instagram, they can get it from the website. It's onemindin_.
Yeah, that's it. Got it in one. You remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're still going to keep you here for part two of this conversation because little birdie say you are the crypto queen.
Ooh.
And blockchain and all that. And you need to tell me about this ChatGPT thing. Am I actually saying it right? Is it ChatGP or ChatGPT?
GTP.
You get that, right? So this is part one with Gemma Ramsden, not Ramsey. It's a different GR for this one. Shout out Gordy. And thanks for tuning in. And again, shout out to our sponsors, Chica Lounge and My Connected Home UK.